Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kindle, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Welcome to Inside Education, where education meets innovation. I'm your host, Eddie Kindle. Today, we're diving into the rising demand for skilled careers, the hands-on experiences students can access right now, and what's ahead, including our upcoming Genesee Career Institute enrollment open house. We're talking career and technical education and what it truly means to be career ready. Joining me today are Mr. Jason Carlisle, principal of Genesee Career Institute, along with two outstanding GCI students, Brian, a computer science student from Linden Community Schools, and Cadence, a mechatronics student from Lake Fenton Community Schools. Mr. Carlisle, Brian, and Cadence, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having
us. Thank
you. All right, we got to wake you three up. Well, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. But let's give our listeners a chance to get to know. First of all, we'll start with Mr. Carlisle and our students. Let's start with you, Mr. Carlisle. Tell us about your background and how you became the principal of the Genesee Career Institute.
Sure. So I'm a lifelong Genesee County resident, growing up, born and raised in Flushing, Michigan. Been all around the area. My background, I graduated from Powers Catholic in 2004 and went off to Central Michigan University, where I got my my teaching degree. I've continued my education at Saginaw Valley and U of M Flint, actually, right now. Started teaching at Westwood Heights at Hammond, teaching World and U.S. History, and eventually transitioned to a Dean of Students role at McMonagall Elementary, and then had an opportunity to come over here to the ISD. I've been at the ISD here working at GCI as an administrator for about 9 years, and really enjoyed my work here.
And I see you every day, Mr. Carlisle.
I am here.
Definitely have some enthusiasm and a passion for what you do, especially for our students here at GCI.
I love creating new opportunities for kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Brian, tell us about your program and a little bit about yourself and what you're studying here at GCI, and then we'll move on to Cadence.
So this is actually my third year here at GCI. I was in the early middle college here. So I've been interning, helping out Mr. Spies with his classes and stuff. I've just been kind of running our student help desk as we have, which has like 3D printers or a fix repair stuff, trying to raise money for our programs.
Right. Awesome. Cadence, what about you?
I'm in the mechatronics class. It's basically just a mix of mechanical and electrical engineering. Love this place. Yeah. It's great. Love that class.
What's the best thing about mechatronics?
The best thing, honestly, my teacher, Mr. Awesome. Hoffman's the GOAT. He's super, super funny. He's kind of hard. Tough on us for sure, but it's really helped me in my growth. Besides that, I like the hands-on experience of the class as well.
So Mr. Hoffman is the GOAT for our listeners. That's the greatest of all time, I believe so, right? So, Mr. Carlisle, can you give us a little bit of history about the Genesee Career Institute and the opportunity it gives students across Genesee County in career technical education programs?
Yeah, so GCI is relatively new. It's about 10 or 12 years old right now. And prior to that, it was kind of known as the Genesee Area Skill Center. In recent years, we've really started to develop some momentum for developing students and getting them out of high school with career technical education, what we call industry recognized certifications. So our students come in typically at an 11th grade year and are here hopefully for 2 years. At the end of that second year, they can graduate with college mm-hmm. Credits, high school credits of all various sorts, but our primary focus is on those industry recognized certifications. And so we have programs in it from a wide variety of areas, from health sciences to skilled trades to mechatronics to IT to a junior ROTC program. But we really focus on supporting students and making sure that when they enter the workforce, they're hopefully a step ahead of your kind of traditional high school student. And we have various ways to accomplish that goal.
And some of those programs provide an opportunity for students to be employable right after they graduate from from high school.
Yeah, many of our programs offer some opportunities in ways to be employable before high school, just based on their current enrollment in our programs. So we have a fairly extensive work-based learning program that we connect and get students directly into workplaces, so our hospitals, our Miller Industries, all sorts of industries like that. And then our hope is that those industries find that person to be extremely valuable and wants to keep them on and continue supporting their education and their professional growth as they begin their young careers.
So we're talking about career readiness. What does that really mean here at GCI?
Yeah, at GCI, because of the very broad programs, sometimes when we talk about career readiness, we talk about kind of those high-level professional type of skills. While we want to make sure our kids are coming out with those certifications, those additional credits, generally our students across the building, we want to make sure they're showing up on time, that they are showing up, that they're positive people within our building, because then that usually translates to being positive people within business and industry, that they're willing to learn and they want to ask questions and continue to grow and learn. So, you know, those are the pieces that we're really looking for our career-ready students.
And we've got two of our very best right here today, so I'm excited about that. So, Brian, let's go back to you. What was your favorite project or skill you've learned so far here at GCI?
My favorite skill I've kind of learned here at GCI so far is I've gotten to learn to code in Python, which I've absolutely loved because my goal is to go for a computer science degree, and I want to hopefully become a computer programmer.
Awesome. So what led you to come back to finish your second year here at GCI?
Well, so I am here again for, this is actually my third year.
Awesome.
Yes, because I was in the early middle of college here. So I came back because Spies said he was like needing someone, he wanted someone for our help desk here. So that we could have someone in there when the students need someone to kind of help them.
Sure.
So I volunteered for that, and I kind of love this position because it allows me to do my schoolwork along with help other students learn more about what they need to know.
Okay. So Cadence, what about you? A favorite project or skill that you've learned so far in your experience here at the Genesee Career Institute?
I think that my favorite project was just in the beginning of school last year. We did these robots made completely out of Legos. It wasn't the complexity of the project or anything, but really just the experience of doing it. Like, I met a lot of good friends just in that project. It was fun. Had a great time. It kind of sent me back to like when I was younger. So I really enjoyed it.
That's interesting. But Cadence, I'm curious as to the fact of, is this something that you want to do in your future? Do you see this as a career pathway for yourself?
100%. My plan after high school is to either go attend Western or Oakland to continue as a mechanical engineer.
Amazing. So Brian, was there a moment here at GCI when you had a project, what you said to yourself, wow, this is exactly what I want to do. I know what I want to do right now.
So it wasn't necessarily a project, but we went on this field trip last year to a coding competition. And I during that competition, I just kind of fell in love with it. It was so much fun. Like working with other people on my team who knew the code, being able to like implement what I had only learned in 2 months and end up getting in the top 10.
That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. So, Mr. Carlisle, let's move back to you. But we're hearing more and more about the demand for a career in technical education across our county and the country as well. But what trends are you seeing here in Genesee County?
I think we're seeing the exact same trends across the country, and we're seeing those same trends here in Genesee County. We're seeing increased demand for all of our programs, not just at the business and industry level, but at our local school level, adding additional seats to make sure that we can ensure that students are getting the best placement and the best opportunities to continue on their path. We are seeing increases in our skilled trades of all areas. Our welding program, our construction trades program, and our electrical program are always full. We've ended up having having to add additional seats. Our health science program, again, same problem that we're having with our welding electrical. We need to add more seats, and we're working on that. So we're seeing an explosion of a demand for kind of those base level mm-hmm. industry certifications, and students really trying to start their careers, not just a general job, but their careers right after high school, and start with good employers that are going to support their growth as they continue.
And we kind of started out with Cadence calling one of her instructors the GOAT.
Yeah.
Is very excited that, you know, she has such an instructor. But can you talk a little bit about the staff here at GCI?
Yeah, our staff is really amazing people. Many of them don't come from your traditional teaching background. So if you're someone like me that spent 4+ years in college working on your traditional teaching certificate, that's not what many of our teachers are. Many of them come straight from industry. So Cadence's instructor, for example, he has over 25+ years working on mechatronics-related programming robots. Mr. Brian's instructor, he's in his second year here with us, but he spent 10+ years working for Microsoft, doing a lot of their building of different systems. Our nurses, almost all of them are all registered nurses. That you shouldn't be surprised if you see them at a hospital supporting you in continuing your education. So our instructors are really phenomenal, and don't just bring kind of what they think are best practices, but they know are best practices because they're implementing those same things in workplaces that our students are going to be entering.
So industry leaders, but practical practitioners.
Absolutely. Industry levels that always are working to connect with those individuals that are still in the industry. It's not a day or a week that goes by that I don't have a meeting with someone from that industry. That's always arranged, usually by our instructor, to see what we can do to better partner and support student learning.
Cadence, anything to add to that as far as the staff and the relationships that you've built with staff members here at GCI?
I don't know. I feel like all the teachers are genuinely just amazing people. I feel like here is a lot different than school. Here they treat you more so like an adult, so it gives you like the more experience of a real actual workplace. There's a couple people in the hallway I always mess with, like Mr. Crawford. He's funny. Carlisle, of course. I genuinely just... I love everybody here.
Right. That's a great perspective. Brian, anything to add?
Just same thing. The staff is so amazing, kind, and supportive, easy to talk to.
And just so the staff, if they're listening, there are no checks in the mail, right?
That's correct.
We didn't pay Cadence or Brian to correct. Say wonderful things about the staff. Well, Mr. Carlisle, can we kind of go in this direction?
Sure.
Share with our listeners the number of programs offered at GCI and the partnerships that help students progress in their training and in their future careers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some really phenomenal partners and some really phenomenal programs. We've got about 27 different programs right now, and they are very wide-ranging. So as I shared, we have a health science program, and within just that health science wing alone, we have emergency medical technicians, so your EMTs that might be showing up in emergency. We have a nursing program, medical assistant program, and a number of other exercise science program that falls under that one as well. We have a phenomenal kitchen that serves our all of our guests, but a lot of individuals and develops great students. Today, for example, about 15 kids breaking down chickens, learning how to do that. So that was really great to see. As Cadence and Brian have referenced, we've got a great IT department, computer science. We're one of the first to bring in computer science and make that an AP course offering in our state. So we're very excited about that. Mechatronics as well. We have an ag science program in one of the most beautiful greenhouses that you'll see in the state, right out back, and we have regular floral sales. So if you need a poinsettia, please let us know. We'll have some here
it's
at Christmas.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year, and we'll have more in the spring. We have an aviation program, and one of the great things about that program is those students are right on Bishop's campus and working in a hangar and learning all about aviation and seeing planes take off every single day. We partner closely with Mott for some additional programs. Mm-hmm. So Brian said he's in the early middle college program. That's one of those programs that Mott partners with us and gives some students some additional years and additional college credit opportunities. We have a welding, an automotive, a medium heavy, a junior ROTC, early childhood program, a teacher cadet program, cosmetology program, fire academy program.
Yeah, fire academy. That it's one of the only standalone fire training academies in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, so it's a great example of the partnerships that we build and that are brought to us. The fire chiefs, local fire chiefs, came to us and said, hey, we want to, we have a demand for more firefighters and we really want to engage young people. And so we started a conversation about 5 years ago, and about 3 years ago, we closed up and offered the first classes in our fire facility. So it's a freestanding fire facility along with a freestanding climbing tower. So students get some of that experience with all the fire equipment. Every student every year gets their own set of scuba gear, their fire retardant gear, all their PPE that they need for, you know, a firefighter arriving on scene. We have a fire truck. They do controlled burns, all sorts of really cool things out there. And that's just a small glimpse into some of the great things that we do. Most recently, we added a 911 dispatch program. So that next person on your other end could be an 18, 19-year-old kiddo coming straight out of GCI. And again, that's one of those very, very few, if only, 911 dispatch programs that we have in the state. Again, great partnership that our Genesee County 911 dispatchers brought to us and said, hey, we have this need. And then they worked with us up until even yesterday. I was continuing to talk to them about some of our needs, and they are very active. We have a hard wire running from Genesee County 911 that firewalls off, but then we can support, and we have the exact same training that anybody else that's going on through a 911 dispatch program would experience, and then our people come out ready to
just
go.
A plethora of programs that students can take advantage of.
I could talk all day.
I know you can, but can you plug the website?
It's GCI, Genesee Career Institute, so GCI at GeneseeISD.org, and GeneseeISD, GeneseeISD.org. You can learn all about our programs and our information.
All right, good. Let's get back to these fantastic students here. Caden, starting with you again, how do you think you've grown and developed as a student, but a student who's now career-minded, since you've been here attending the Genesee Career Institute?
I've really been able to implement all of my skill and just move it over to, like, my actual home school. I'm not very good at homework. Homework was never my thing. But being involved in GCI and having so much to do, it really made me get on top of those deadlines, get on top of everything, as well as in my actual job currently. It helps me kind of navigate how to talk to, you know, my other coworkers and everything, because being in a lab, you have to communicate with the other people. Mm-hmm. So it really does help really put my foot out there for a lot of things.
Awesome. Brian, what about your experience? How have you grown and developed as a, you know, not only as a student, but now as a career-minded individual?
Well, I've been able to, like, learn these programming languages. I've been able to get, like, so many certs because of, like, this program and stuff. I think last year I got, like, 7 certifications. And I know that will help me prepare, like, my resume for future careers, because they'll see some of these certifications like, okay, they know what he's doing.
Absolutely. And now we know the year is kind of moving fast. So, Brian, looking ahead, where do you see yourself going next, and what's ahead after graduation? And then, really, how is GCI helping you get there?
Ooh, that's a really good one. So, GCI is, first of all, it's helping me get to where I can see for my future career, because this internship, it will hopefully look good on a resume to people, because internships most time do. But, like, after graduation, I don't really know where I'm going to end up going, because, like, I get my degree this spring from my associates. I don't know where I'm going to end up going. I don't know what I'm going to do for my bachelor's. I'm either thinking I'm going to go for my bachelor's in computer science, or I'm going to go for theology. Absolutely. To hopefully become a pastor.
Right. You got plenty of time, and I know you're going to be very successful. So, Cadence, looking ahead, where do you see yourself going next? Any plans after graduation? And then how has GCI helped you prepare to get there, to where you want to be?
Well, first of all, GCI, well, picking a major for me especially is super difficult. I feel like I wasn't super prepared to, like, really pick something and graduate or study it for the next 4 years. But I think coming to GCI allowed me to get those experiences and, like, really narrow down what I wanted to major in college. So I think after this, definitely college for the next 4 years. I want to stay around Michigan. Just pursuing that mechanical engineering, maybe a concentration in manufacturing, make it a little bit more like mechatronics. Yeah.
That sounds like a great plan. And thanks for wanting to stay here in the great state of Michigan.
Of course.
Mr. Carlisle, you've got to be extremely proud just listening to two of these GCI students and their kind of their focus on their future and their career paths.
It's great to hear the work that we're doing is impacting young people and setting us up for success, not just these students, but our county and our state.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Carlisle, as we start to close, what advice would you give to students and families who are considering GCI for the next school year?
Yeah, so right now we've got somebody out, and she's on doing the roadshow. So she's out meeting with every 10th grader in the county and just telling them a little bit about our programs. Our next big enrollment activity for us is going to be February 11th and 13th. And those are two showcase days that we have where kids during the day, during their school day, come here, see a couple programs, and then start to make some decisions. And then we also have an open house on February 12th from 3:30 to 6 in the afternoon. And we'd love to have families and anybody that's interested in Genesee Career Institute coming out and checking out what we do. In the meantime, have some conversations with your local counselor and make sure that as you're scheduling your student for their 11th grade year, they're at least having a discussion about attending GCI in their 11th grade year.
Right. Brian and Cadence, did you two have an opportunity a couple years ago to attend one of the open houses here at GCI?
Yeah, I did. It was so fun. I love just walking around and looking at all the programs. In more of recent years, I've actually become an ambassador for those showcases, so now I'm the one that gets to show everybody, part of the mechatronics classes. And, it was a great experience. I highly, highly, highly recommend going to GCI. Honestly, best decision I've ever made, not only for careers and all that, but get to skip a lot of school.
I may have to have Mr. Fields cut that out. I love your honesty, Cadence. Brian, did you have a chance to experience an open house here?
Yeah, I got to experience open house. I also got to do the ambassador stuff. It's all amazing. I can't really say it better than they said it, but.
Awesome. It sounds like a can't-miss event, and this is a can't-miss opportunity for students in Genesee County. So for our listeners, thanks for joining us on this episode of Inside Education. And a big, big thank you to Mr. Jason Carlisle, our principal here at the Genesee Career Institute, Brian and Cadence, two awesome students, for sharing your thoughts, insights, and experiences. And until next time, I'm Eddie Kendall. Keep learning, keep growing, and we hope you'll join us for the next episode of Inside Education.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.